Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 47 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We finally finished with the skills section, and now we're on to occupational character classes. These are the classes of the game. They're grouped into categories, and we're starting off with the sort of defining class of this game, and one of the worst. First of all, we start off strong with a heading that says, List of 16 OCCs, that then proceeds to list 17 OCCs. And if we consult that list, we'll see that the first one is the dedicated martial artist. We can also tell this by the illustration on this page, which is of a man in a gi. He is either in a martial arts stance or doing the pony. There is no motion here. Of course, it's still capture, so there's no way to tell for sure. This gentleman has been rendered in an unmistakably Asian fashion, by which I mean that his eyebrows have a thicker line width than his eyes. But while it's all Captain Marvel from the eyebrows down, it's all Namor from the eyebrows up, because he has a square head, a little widow's peak, and exceedingly pointy ears. This is, and I say this in a spirit that transcends all matters of race or ethnicity, a goofy-looking motherfucker. And these goofy ears are appropriate, because the dedicated martial artist is basically the goober class. Here's the thing. There are exclusive martial arts forms in this game. These are martial arts forms that take so much of your attention, so much of your life, that you basically can't fit anything else into it. And those martial arts are available only to the dedicated martial artist. Lots of characters in Ninjas and Super Spies have these like weird twisted life histories. Like, we talked about this in Skills, you know, the character who's like worked in the circus for a while, and oh, he also like plays professional football. Oh, and by the way, he's also like a chemist. Oh, and by the way, he's also really good at dancing. Oh, and by the way, he speaks four languages. Oh, and also he's been through military training. And this class basically is the opposite of that. It gets no skill programs. It gets very few secondary skills, no skill bonus to the skills it does have. And in exchange, it can just take one demanding martial art. Alternately, if you don't want to take one of the very demanding forms, you can take two martial arts forms. So, to quote from the book, this is the only character in the game who has two complete martial arts forms. This is also the character with the most sheltered existence. With the exception of trips between schools, the character has seen almost nothing of the real world. Dedicated martial artists start out with the bare minimum of skills simply because they haven't had time to learn anything else. So this makes a certain degree of sense for your, like, secluded Shaolin master, right? Only Shaolin Kung Fu is not actually an exclusive martial art form. So what are some exclusive martial arts forms that you would have to live a totally sheltered existence and basically become this man-baby with no skills, this pointy-eared goober who knows nothing about humanity or the world, who is focused purely on his combat skills? What sort of martial art would you pick up? Well, here's a partial list. Hoarang Do, a style often taught to communist secret agents. Ninjutsu and Tiansu, which are two styles that both produce students primarily to work in international criminal organizations. Thai kickboxing and sumo, which are major sports. With all the fame and bureaucracy and potential corruption that one would find in a major sport. Wu Wing Chun, a style that is taught in Chinatowns, including the ones in Hong Kong and San Francisco. Because if there's one place you could be raised beyond the clutches of technology and consumerism, it's the San Francisco Chinatown. And also Wushu, which is the state martial arts style of China, which it teaches to its espionage agents. So if you play a dedicated martial artist, not only are you playing a total rube, like that's your thing, is that you don't know anything except how to fight. But almost certainly, if you use the class's only really good ability and take one of these cool martial arts, you're going to be surrounded in that martial art by people who just despise you. People, like, imagine being the only ninja in the ninja clan who doesn't know how to work a cell phone. Imagine being a Thai kickboxer who has never seen a girl. Imagine being a sumo wrestler who doesn't know how to drive a car and has never seen television. And worse yet, if you take one of the martial arts styles that's associated with an espionage or criminal organization, you're going to be surrounded by secret agents and jet-setting criminals who probably are not going to appreciate the fact that their coworker has like two skills and they're folk dancing and noodle making. If you actually use your one good ability to get a cool martial art, to finally get to play a ninja, you are going to be the Dwight Schrute of the martial arts underworld. And that is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time as we discuss the other cool and trendy martial arts occupational character class on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.